Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Baseball isn't boring with Brad Lowe on WEEI.
And one of the great runs ever. This ball is pummeled to left field. High and deep, and Taylor Ward leaves Fenway with a two-run homer, and it's 7-0 Angels.
Oh, man, Joe. Joe Braverman, spinning the ones and the twos. Excellent job. I'm Rob Bradford. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We're heading into the, I guess it's the last hour. We're going to go a little bit fast three. Cooper Boardman will have, we could play that the entire time for the last hour.
Can we talk with it in the back? Sam, you've never heard this song?
This is a song.
You've never heard this?
Jack.
Well, this is the actual live performance at the Grammys.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard this.
It carried the Grammys. It was like, it was all anyone was talking about the Grammys.
I'm not a Grammys guy.
But it also was
neither am I, but I was like,
in multiple different decades. Like, this song came out in the 90s.
So here's Luke Combs. Jack it up. And he's sweating. And he's like grimacing.
A beautiful voice.
Oh.
This is so not.
I got to have, by the way, Joey Capone doing an excellent job with those songs.
Oh, those are so good.
The ITM podcast.
Yeah.
So he's having a specific song for every situation for the Red Sox. I do. I am a big lover of songs for podcasts or for shows. And I do. If anyone wants to make a Baseball Isn't Boring song, this, you know, I don't want it to be like AI generated. I want it to be like a legit, like, acoustic.
You want it to come from the heart.
Yeah, I want people, because I feel like people really like believe in it, believe in the cause. We have huge news coming up in terms of an enormous partner that we have with Baseball Isn't Boring. A huge. And one of the things, I'll spoil it, one of the things that I want to do events this year, right? I want to do events all over the country. I have big plans for Baseball Isn't Boring. One of the events, we've had Dylan Cease on twice, and he's a big disc golf guy. And he had said on our podcast, he said that he would help wherever he landed, literally wherever he landed, he would help do a disc golf tournament at the ballpark, which makes all the sense in the world. So the Baseball Isn't Boring disc golf tournament at Petco Park is coming your way, San Diego. You're welcome. Just another example of why we're so awesome. All right, speaking of awesome, Gordo and Sammy are here from Play Tessie Podcast. All right, I said to you guys, started arguing. You came over the table to each other. I said, save it for the air. And the debate was whether or not Sidan Rafaela should become a shortstop or stay in center field. I am going to time you. Okay, you ready? It's a fun game we're going to play, Sammy.
Oh, boy.
All right, hold on. Let me figure out how to do the stopwatch. All right, 30 seconds. Is that fair?
Sure.
30 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds. And Joe Braverman, you're going to be the one who judges who has the better case. All right, Joe?
Judge, jury, and execution. Got it.
Excellent. Get the guillotine ready. Here we go. Starting, Sammy, you're first. Go.
Okay, so David Hamilton is the guy that the Red Sox are currently playing at shortstop. Every scouting report that anyone has ever seen about him has said that he's not a shortstop, more of a second baseman with some outfield ability. Therefore, I don't think he should play short. Sedan Rafaela came up through the low minors as an infielder, moved to center field. Great shortstop. He should play shortstop because he is good at it. And there is nobody else who is good at shortstop on the roster. I don't know what else we have to see, but you got to put that guy there. You have a bunch of young
Stop.
Players. How'd I do?
Well, see, we'll find out.
30 seconds.
I found this interesting. It was like literally like you were writing a term paper in eighth grade trying to get to the word count.
I mean, it's so simple.
You didn't know how to time it out quite right.
My plan in my head was to just keep going until someone said right. Stop. I could have done that.
All right, listen, I'm not going to be the judge. Joe Braverman is the judge. All right, hold on. All right, Gordo of the Play Tessie podcast. Also, Boston BOS Sports Gordo at BOS Sports Gordo. Ready, set, go.
How many times this offseason did Craig Breslow tell you that they weren't going to sacrifice future wins for wins in the present? They don't see this as a win now year. So they're not going to sacrifice Rafaela's development in center field, becoming the future of this organization in center field, the staple of the outfield, the captain of the outfield, to win games in a season that even if he plays a gold glove caliber shortstop, they are almost certainly not making the playoffs.
Oh, you want to use your 2 seconds for anything else?
Go Sox, kid. Can
I respond to Gordo?
No, hold on. First,
fuming.
First. We will get into the discussion, the debate. Joe Braverman, who do you got?
I expect bonus points for keeping it under 30.
No. Joe, who do you got?
I will just say my prejudice would be to move Rafaela to center. But in listening to the arguments, I'm going with Gordo on this one.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
You know what, Sammy? He can play occasionally at short.
Okay,
he doesn't have to be either or.
All right, okay, go ahead. Your rebuttal.
So I agree with the concept of not sacrificing future wins for current wins, but if you go with what you said, you are prioritizing Rafael's development in center field, which is already elite, over the development of your pitching staff, because that's who's really suffering by not having a shortstop. You have five guys in your rotation, all young guys, Pivetta kind of in between, mostly young guys, and their development is being hurt by this. They don't have someone cleaning up the ground balls. They're throwing extra pitches. They're not going as deep into games. That hurts the bullpen. It's just this big, colossal, like, domino effect.
But is that the development or is that the result? Like the result that we're seeing in the box score or their actual development?
I think it's the development. If they're having to throw extra pitches, 25 pitch innings, they're not going to be able to go deep into games, and that's a skill that we want the Red Sox pitching staff to develop. That's just how I feel.
I agree with that.
All right. Good point. Okay, good point. I have a response to that.
I would never say to just keep rolling out what they're doing for the whole year. We know that's not working. I don't think it would cost very much. Rob just said Joey Wendell. We've talked about Paul DeJong. Like, there are guys who can field this position on teams that will trade those guys. You may have to pay a little bit extra to get them at this point in the year. But, yeah,
I want to stop you there. Because one of the things, and we're going to get to the phone lines in a second, 617-779-7937. One of the things that I don't want to lose sight of, and this sort of merges with the Alex Cora conversation, is that Alex Cora said the reason that you're starting Brian Bayo on opening day and not doing the, hey, you know what, we're protecting Chris Sale on his birthday sort of thing, is because I'm managing different. We're going into this differently. We're getting off to a good start. And they did. They did. But what you have to understand now is that now you're faced with where the rubber meets the road, fork in the road, however you want to phrase it, but you have to keep going down this road. So without Morgan, we all understand the Teal Anthony Meyer thing. We get that. We get it.
Yeah.
But you also, if you are in the position that you thought that you might be off of that 10-game road trip, and you know, this isn't like room for interpretation, you know that you are not going to have Trevor Story, one of the most important players and most important position, And you actually want to be able to function, which they do. Like, you can't do like, oh, we're going to wait out. No, like, you are able to function, which they showed that they can the first 10 games. Then you have to get uncomfortable, which is something that this day and age of GMs, and we don't know if Craig Breslow is this way or not, but in this day and GMs, they do not want to get uncomfortable. That what they did last year, Pablo Reyes, that's not getting uncomfortable. Good for them. They identified a guy who was decent, right? But you know that this isn't the Pablo Reyes situation. This isn't the finding the second baseman. This is the most important player, the most important position, and you need to get at least half of that, and that half is defense. So what I'm saying is that get uncomfortable and find the guy that is going to play shortstop for you the rest of the year.
Give
that's
your guys
it.
A chance.
Give them a chance. Yeah, just give us a. And you know that's what they're saying too.
They deserve it. They played well. They had it. They got off.
You know who deserves it? These people out here on Lansdowne Street. These people here at Fenway Park. It's like fine. Like if you want to say this is not indicative, this is not predictive of the way that we're going to treat off seasons going forward. That's fine. But you're still in position. You're in a good enough position where you can actually make this an interesting summer. And the way that you have currently constructed, it's not going to trend that. It just isn't. So anyway, Allison in Cambridge, what's going on?
Hi guys. I wanted to talk about the shortstop position, but there was something that I noted, and I think this is true. I think that Johnny Damon and Babe Ruth have something in common. I think that Johnny Damon is the first player since Babe Ruth to win a World Series with the Red Sox and then win a World Series with the Yankees, and in that order.
Okay.
Or even at all. Isn't that kind of neat?
No, that's a fun. I'm like brain turning. I'm thinking about it because it's like what other.
I gotta be honest with you. When you mentioned Johnny Damon, I'm still got the image of his Instagram account with him with his wife posing in front of the 420 sign. So it's like.
Anyhow, shortstop. Okay, But my basic thing is, I believe in the Scrabble theory of life. That there's a certain thing you have your seven things that you're given in Scrabble, and you may be waiting for a Q, you may be waiting for a Z or a W, but at a certain point, you just have to do the best with what you have there on the Scrabble board, those seven letters. And I feel like we just keep putting off. And the fact is that Lou Maloney had said this right when Trevor Story went down. Rafael Sedella said, putting him in shortstop, Jaron Duran playing center field, yes, that will be a slight defect. But you really need our pitchers, our ground ball pitchers. Our pitchers need to have a decent shortstop. And that is the obvious thing. We've got to. It actually is hurting people. I agree. It's not just developmental. It potentially could hurt them physically as well, having to throw more pitchers. And also, they're not figuring out how to be winners. I mean, it was so great for them to start 7-3. And also, we never got to see what would have happened. I mean, I had a feeling that even with Trevor Story staying healthy, I had a feeling that when we actually started to see more challenging teams. That's the other thing, the schedule. I've heard anyone mention what kind of wacky schedule it is. Is it until at least the beginning of May, we're only seeing three games from a team in our division, Baltimore, and that's it? How could this be? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, everything is absurd. But we have to make the best out of an absurdity and do the best that we can. But I have one more thing to throw in. I want to ask you a question. Is Xander, do you think that he's happy? Rob, all of you, I don't get any, but probably Rob is the one who would know this. Do you believe that Xander is happy in San Diego now? Because when I saw him last year playing in the occasional national games, he seemed uncomfortable and uptight. Do you think he's happy there?
I do. I think he's, because
you
I
do?
Think that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's, I think, oh, well, Allison, let me answer. I think there's a different dynamic on that team than there was last year. And he's settled into sort of the idea of second base. They're probably a decent team. He's got a new house, and you know it's San Diego. It's San Diego. So
okay.
This isn't Bruce Hurst. This isn't Bruce Hurst. Like I can't believe I left Boston. I think Xander Bogaerts will be just fine in San Diego.
Okay, because I want something, and I thought this possibly could happen in the offseason when I found that San Diego was having financial problems. You know how much it would solve things for us to bring Xander back here, have San Diego work something out where they take a lot of the money of the contract, and we give them some combination of our two best players. We give them Marcelo Mayer. We give them Romeo Anthony. I don't care. We don't know who those people are going to be, and I have a feeling they're not going to be like other people that came up that were particularly great. that we do that. And also maybe they also throw us like a single A decent upside pitcher. That is like, that would be my dream, because it would make Rafi better. I mean, Rafi is the one who we've invested all this money in. It makes sense. He's a leader. And the other thing about him, he speaks Spanish and English fluently. I mean, there are so many things about him that make sense to bring back. And especially when I saw him last year, he was uptight. But if he's happy and everything, you don't want to rock the boat for him. But it's probably impossible to happen anyhow. But it should happen. In a better world, it should happen that he comes back. And it would improve things immensely.
All right, Allison, thank you for the call. Always good to hear from you. I wish I had the camera on you guys reacting, like both positively and negatively, like the fist pumping and the grimacing and the happiness and the range of emotions when it came to Allison's call. Because anytime Xander Bogaerts is mentioned, and you know, this goes back to something that we talked about before, which is could you have kept some semblance of this core together? Yeah, obviously the Mookie thing was botched. It was botched. And you know what? The Xander Bogaerts thing was botched. I mean, I don't think there's no way around that. As I said before, you could have got him for a reasonable price the season before. You played games. You tried to leverage Trevor Story's situation against the Xander Bogaerts' presence. That was not smart. Then you have Nathan Eovaldi. And the one that we're going to have to ride out and see, I'm not ready to go down this road yet, is Chris Sale. Like, Chris Sale is, and you can say what you want about Chris Sale, but as I said, talked to him in spring training, first time that he exited a year healthy, had an offseason healthy, entered a spring training healthy, came out of spring training healthy, and what we've seen from him so far, so good. And so is Vaughn Grissom going to be worth whatever it was to give that guy, even if it was, say, for 2 years, that guy, Chris Sale, who we know they need some semblance of a veteran, an anchor. And another thing I want to bring up, guys, we got to go to a break. I know I'm bringing up a lot of stuff, but you walk into, you're on that field. I'm in that clubhouse. You walk in there. Who is going to be the guy who says, all right, cut the crap? Who is going to be the cut the crap guy?
There's no crap cutter.
Okay. Anyway, I want you to ruminate on that. First, we got a trend with Joe.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the New England Regional Turf Grass Foundation. Sox dropped their fourth consecutive game at home last night, 7-0 to the Angels. They'll play game two of this three-game set this afternoon. Joe Castiglione, the Hall of Famer, and Will Fleming have the call from Fenway at 4:10 on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Cooper Criswell will get his first start for the Sox opposite Griffin Canning for LA. Cooper Boardman will get everything started in a little less than an hour from now with the Mass Mutual pregame show at 3:10. Mass Mutual Insurance Planning Investments. Celtics easily took care of the Hornets without their top six players, 131-98. Peyton Pritchard, career high 31 points and 11 assists. Just another side note we just got from the Sox. Cooper Criswell is starting because Romy Gonzalez hits the 10-day injured list with a sprain to his left wrist. The Celtics will wrap up the regular season tomorrow at the TD Garden against the Washington Wizards. The Bruins, meanwhile, have a primetime matchup tonight in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. Pat Maroon will be making his team debut. Coach Jim Montgomery stated he's been out with a back injury after being acquired at the trade deadline. Some other hockey news. Boston College goes for a national championship against Denver in the Frozen Four tonight. You can listen to the game in full here on WEEI AM 850, and we'll join the game in progress here on 93.7 FM after Red Sox and Angels. Masters update. We are in the middle of the third round. It is still Max Homa, Scotty Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau leading the way at 6 under par. Cam Young is 1 under. He's got himself up to 7th. Update on Tiger Woods. He is falling. He is now 2 over par after a 1 over par round so far in the third. And the Revolution hit the road to face New York City FC tonight at 7:30. Hey, New England golfers, looking for some great courses to play this season? Check out our live auction at teeupnewengland.com for some great golf. The auction is open April 15th until 9 p.m. April 22nd. Remember, teeupnewengland.com. Better golf through turf research. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Who's that? Who's that, Joe?
This would be the great Chris Stapleton.
Oh, best national anthem ever. Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Awesome.
You guys, look at that. That's 5 pegs.
No, Chris Stapleton's
great. All right, super. All right, that's Gordo. That's Sammy of Play Tessie. At Play Tessie, the Play Tessie podcast, the official Red Sox podcast of WEI. They're now milling around spring training. Now they're milling around Fenway, they're best friends with all the players. All the players like, interview me. Put me on one of your videos. They're so funny. Sure enough, at Play Tessie, you got, who'd you get yesterday? Oh, Brennan Bernardino?
Yeah, we talked to Bernie and we talked to Jamai yesterday.
Yeah. So you asked the question, down in spring training, you asked the question, among other questions. Well, the one that gained steam was, what teammate would you not, or would you want to be stranded on a deserted island with, and who you wouldn't want to? And obviously the Tristan Casas answer got a lot of play because he wanted to eat Jaren Duran. Mm-hmm. And now this one, you have the very controversial one. I'm not going to spoil it, but I'll spoil it. You say you ask players if they know what CVS stands for.
Yeah, nobody knows what CVS stands for. Everyone goes to CVS, and I feel like...
How has that gone so far for you?
Well, we've only asked one person.
Two people.
No, he has two.
Oh, yeah, true. One.
Jamai Webster.
Well, Brennan Bernardino was shocked to find out.
Yeah.
He actually thanked us profusely.
Did he?
Explaining.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Did he really?
It brought tears to his eyes.
Did he really?
Throughout the answer, yeah.
He broke down
crying. You know where else Brennan Bernardino cried? Besides, obviously, like, finding out in Texas that he wasn't making the team. I'm not saying he wept. He didn't weep. But he's a great guy. And obviously, everyone loves having him around. But when I also told him that I could potentially get him a sponsorship at Chili's.
Oh,
yeah. In case people don't know, Brennan Bernardino, great guy, great story.
Awesome
story. A year ago, he was pitching probably in the – no, he actually had been released by Seattle, and then he hooks on with the Red Sox. But he was a host at Chili's, a host. Someone said like a maitre d'. Well, I don't think there's maitre d's at Chili's.
No, you're a host.
But he had some great stories about being a host at Chili's, including cleaning stuff up in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all the great relievers. They have great stories. We have great stories on the Baseballs and Boring show. We're on all the way till 3:10-ish. Cooper Boardman, maybe he'll come down. I don't know where Cooper is, but he's preparing. He's getting ready for his big moment, the pregame show. It's going to be awesome. Oh, Joe, do you have, if you can, the call that we had of Joe Castiglione in the final out? So I wanted to play this for this, guys, because I thought we had talked about – So one of the great things about Joe Castiglione is that you know what's going on. You don't have to hear the words. You can just hear the tone, right? This is one of the great things that he's so endearing. And I gave the example early in the show when I ran the marathon that when you're running the marathon, the game's going on, so people have their radio in their yard, so you could hear Joe's tone of voice about what's going on. In 2006, the Mariners come back in the ninth inning, and I hear Sad Joe. I'm running back. I'm like sprinting back by. Like I'm still going so fast. And so, but I hear Joe's voice, and it's Sad Joe. A mile later, I hear Happy Joe because Mark Loretta has the walk-off home runs against the Mariners.
Oh, yeah.
So this is one of the things I love listening to Joe about, and I always remember that moment. But last night was the gamut of emotions for this awful, terrible game and how it ended. And when you listen to this, you can hear Joe gleefully wanting to leave and then understanding, I can't reveal how gleefully I wanted to leave right now. All in this, it encapsulates all of it. Do we have this, Joe?
Two out, ninth inning. Here it is. And a pop-up, foul. First base side, catcher coming back, but Happy has no play. Loss would be the Red Sox fourth. And he made the catch. He did have room. And that retires the side and ends the ball game.
All right. So this is what Joe and I were talking about earlier. I wanted him to replay the last part where he goes, and it ends the ball game, because he literally goes from, and it ends, the ball game. Like he realizes in mid-word that he has to be sad. Go ahead, Joe.
And he made the catch. He did have room. And that retires the side and ends the ball game.
he's so upset that it's over. He sounds like he's like broadcasting from a...
I've been in that booth. Like Joe's been doing, you know, obviously I'm not comparing myself, but I've like been in there for games like that, especially spring training, 4-hour spring training games. And you're like, oh, please catch that ball. Please catch that ball. That was such a bad game last night. Bad weather, just everything about it. So I guess it leads me to talking to you guys about how you fix this going forward. And how do you – we've talked about the Rafaela thing, okay? All right? You guys are vibes guys. Sammy Gordo from Playtesting. You guys are vibe guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting here. It's not terrible. You're not like the White Sox or the Marlins or one of these teams that like are like 10 games under 500. You're 7-7. All right. Sammy, you first. Vibe check. Because this is how it turns. In 24 hours from now, we could be talking about something completely different. Do you sense that this team is going to be able, by the time we do this show next week, to actually have a different narrative than it does now?
Well, are they going to move Rafaela to shortstop?
Well, maybe that's part of the equation. Do you get the vibe that they're going to do that?
No. Jokes aside, I think ideally for me, believe it or not, my number one choice wouldn't be moving Rafael to short. I would rather than bring in someone externally. I think it would be cool to bring in DeYoung. I think Gordo mentioned that earlier. That's a guy on a $1.175 million expiring deal. Super cheap. I mean, if you can't.
Where's he at now?
The White Sox.
Oh.
Yeah, you could bring
perfect.
In
they're
Nick
going,
Ahmed.
They're going for it.
There's Nick Ahmed, Springfield kid.
Yeah.
He's not a kid. He's 35. Doesn't hit much. But he's a great defender at short. That would be a good vibe thing. Look, he's local. You know how many times he would talk about that on the
don't,
broadcast?
Don't no.
You know that?
I don't care if they're from Massachusetts.
Charlie Coyle is from Weymouth.
All right.
No, I like your point. The vibes would – I don't want to say it would be astronomically better or would flip completely, but the vibes would inevitably take
– Lou Maloney's from Framingham.
That is true, Sammy.
That's true.
I'm from Weymouth.
Sign Lou.
Yeah.
Sign Lou.
If you're from Massachusetts, immediately, I don't care. You can make twice as many errors. Yeah. If you're from Massachusetts, the vibes will overtake everything. But, okay, Gore, what do you got?
Well, no. If you bring a guy in and show that you're actually, I don't want to say necessarily trying, but that you actually care about the product that's on the field.
Yes.
That makes a difference.
Yes.
And not just for the fans, but for the guys.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, this, the slow, what?
Get uncomfortable, like you said.
To get uncomfortable, the slow play, that this is, you for GMs and decision makers, you have license to slow play at this time of year. This is the time-honored tradition. Let's see how this play out. I'm going to go back to Billy Beane back in the day where he's like, you know, don't judge your team coming out of spring training. Don't judge your team in April. And the obvious example is Dustin Pedroia. I don't know if you knew this, but Dustin Pedroia was hitting under 200 while Alex Cora was hitting 400. And, you know, everyone wanted to, how can you go with this rookie in the first month, even Tristan Cassis. Well, here's the difference.
Hamilton, he's rookie of the year eligible.
Here's the difference. Here is the difference. Is that Dustin Pedroia didn't mean as much to that team as whoever you're putting in this spot does. What we're talking about here, for all the reasons that you brought it up, the pitching staff, the frustration from everybody involved, just the winning the ball games because you need better defense. All of it, it was built around that position, around Trevor Story being good at that position. So, you know this. You know this. Get the guy. Get a guy. Do it.
Did we all just agree that the number one solution would be to get an external shortstop?
No, I'll tip my hand. I honestly think the number one, we're playing this backwards. Is that the number one solution is putting Rafaela at short and then going out and getting an outfielder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what? Go get Tommy Pham.
Rob, is it enough for you? Because Rob Refsnyder's on his way back. Reasonable platoon.
I'm fine with it.
I think if you move Rafaela to short, you don't even need to get another center fielder. You can just put.
Do we need those
conversations of our trade dynamic acquisition is in-house?
Here's the discussion I have. If you move Rafaela to short, Most pitchers are right-handed, so Willy Abreu would be getting the majority of the starts in the outfield. My question is that really all that much, just based off of what he's shown, is that all that much better than the options you've got at short? I get it's not a disaster.
Yes, he's better. What do you mean, is he that much better? He's better.
Has he shown that?
Well, he hasn't played here. Yes, he showed it in the minors. Like, that's what we're talking about.
Valdez showed it in the minors.
No, there is no statement that you have made which is more false than what you just said.
Valdez hit in the minors.
He hit. You said defensively.
I didn't say defensively. I said I was talking overall.
Oh, well, that's what we're talking about here. Like, we're talking about, is the guy going to be able to play better defense?
I'm not going to say it defensively. No, I know he didn't defend.
I actually think David Hamilton could, like, function offensively. That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm talking overall production, though, because let's say they fix it.
This is what we're talking about, defense.
Okay, well, if we're talking defense, no, I'm not going to argue it.
Okay.
I won't do it.
It's defense. Rafaela is better defensively. He's shown he's better defensively. He has that defensive gene in him. Absolutely.
Okay, so Rafaela to short.
Yes.
Shift Duran to center.
That's fine.
Ref Snyder comes back. You platoon him and Willier, depending on who's pitching, and then O'Neill takes the other corner. Done.
Right, and you don't have to, and what they're petrified of is that, we don't want to start integrating Yoshida back in the outfield.
Oh, I didn't even mention.
No, but I mentioned Tommy Pham, and as soon as I said that, you said Ref Snyder. Okay, I back off Tommy Pham.
Yeah, no, I mean.
No, good for you, Gore. You said something stupid. Now you said something smart. So Ref Snyder, like, fine. Like, I'll take Ref Snyder. He's your Tommy Pham. I was trying to find guys who, you know, you could go out and you got to supplement the outfield. What a fun game we're playing.
How good of a defensive shortstop do you think Rafael is, though? Because this is
may be the best ever. No,
the GOAT.
But I heard a caller, I think it was a caller who called earlier about Marcelo Meyer. Just call up Marcelo Meyer. He's better than whatever else you have. First of all, you don't know that. And you don't know that. And second of all, you're asking a guy to come in and be elite, like short, like defensive shortstop in the major leagues for the first time. This isn't like This isn't like Jackson Holliday has it easy compared to what Marcelo Meyer would have it if he was called up.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the microscope that he was he's going to be when he comes up eventually. But if you brought him up right now, which, by the way, crazy, no shot, he would be under the most intense scrutiny that you've ever seen.
That's why you got to hope that by then there's a little bit more talent here. And so it's not Marcelo's called up and he's like the one hope for the organization. Yeah.
That's why I don't like the whole, like, we're relying on the young guys. I like to put a lot on them, but you still need
them. Hey, listen, all I know is this, is that when you look at how the defense has impacted games in the last week, the games have been impacted by plays at shortstop far more than plays in center field. Everyone will go to the play that Rafaela made in the outfield. Great play in Oakland. Yeah. Great play. That's fine. But in terms of the number, if you're talking about the most important position, to me, it's shortstop. In terms of what you have to do, the balls that are hit to you, the importance it is to the pitchers, how you have to protect the second baseman, but also how you have to protect the guy who you kept saying that Trevor Story was going to protect, and Rafael Devers. If Rafael Devers gets the sense, when he comes back, gets the sense that he has a good shortstop next to him in Rafaela, he's going to start playing better. I guarantee you.
And hand up, initially, my take on the whole situation was you don't want to lose your best defender at short, Story, and then move your best defender in the outfield, Rafaela. Watch a few games. Okay, might have been wrong about that take. Maybe shortstop's more important right now, and now I'm fully on board with the Rafaela to short move. It has to happen.
Gordo is, too. He totally changed his mind.
No, I haven't changed my mind. I do want to see it because we have not seen enough of Sidon Rafaela at shortstop in the upper minors. Like, I think people are assuming that he's elite there, and like maybe he is, or like at least significantly above average. I don't know. We haven't seen it. So I'm willing to check it out. Like, I want them to play him there a few times and see what we have. If you notice a dramatic difference in the infield when he's there and it changes the entire landscape.
But that's a fair point is that
we don't know.
No. And that's the thing, is that at the end of spring training, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it went from we're going to play this guy only in center field to after organizational meetings, we're going to integrate him into the infield. And he was, like, but it was primarily at second base. But we're going to – and I don't know where – that was weird to me. That was after organizational meetings, we're going to start doing this. So you start dabbling in this. Well, if you're going to do this thing, which we think might be a good idea, if you're going to do this thing with Rafaela, here we go. Like, here we go. Vaughn Grissom, you're our second baseman. Rafaela, you're our shortstop. Rafael Devers, congratulations, you made the team. You're at third base. Tristan Casas, you get to play first. There you go. There's your infield.
That's a good infield.
We don't know how Grissom is, but sure.
Sorry. Defensively, not great.
No, who knows? I mean, we don't know. But all I know is that lock in on that, and then you can figure out the outfield from there. You can figure out the outfield. If as long as Tyler O'Neill's out there, Jaron Duran's out there, and then go and figure out, you know, what at William Bray, that was great that he hit the other day. Great. But you can figure, it's easier to figure out. You need to do that. Yep.
Gordo, question for you. We spoke about this on Play Tessie episode 62, where we said that we don't want Rafaela to move to shortstop unless he's elite, elite. I've come off of that take. Are you still in that camp where if he's not great, you don't want him there? Like, would very good suffice?
Very good would suffice if you told me they absolutely couldn't make an outside addition. I just don't see why it's so impossible to trade for a good defensive shortstop from the Chicago White Sox,
yeah,
making no money on a one-year deal.
So you would rather have DeJong at shortstop than move Rafaela there?
Yeah, I would.
So you would – so in other words –
the elite center field defense.
Okay, so you're picking him over Rob Refsnyder playing a lot.
Paul DeJong?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it necessarily –
No, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, I would give Paul DeJong the majority of that bats, yeah.
Over Refsnyder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you'd keep Rafael in center field.
That's your prerogative to be wrong. Steve in Connecticut, before we take a break. Steve in Connecticut, what's going on?
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Good.
Just a quick question. What would it take to get Willie Adames from the Brewers or Ha-Seong Kim from the Padres? I'll take
two
the
months.
Call off the air. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve, for calling. Adames was broached earlier in the show. Yeah, he's going to be a free agent after this year. He would cost a lot, we think.
Awesome, Kim. That but, Kim is like
But for the Red Sox
might need someone to challenge Adley Rutschman like he did last night.
Oh yeah,
these are competing teams. Like, yeah. they just moved Xander off a shortstop for Kim.
Yeah, that's not. Let's eliminate that part of the conversation. That's not happening.
If they make a move for a shortstop, it's not going to be an exciting.
No, game. But so here's the problem with Adames, right? Is that he is going to be a free agent. What he's going to cost is a potential major leaguer from the Red Sox farm system. The Red Sox aren't in position to trade a potential major leaguer for this year for a one-year stopgap. That's as good a player as he is, that's not where they're at. They're not doing Juan Soto deals. They're not doing Alex Verdugo deals. That's not where they're at.
No, you have – it's like you're trying to tackle too much at once. Like right now their middle infield is guys who are not hitting or defending. Let's just get one.
All right.
Let's get one.
So the trade deadline maybe is a different conversation, but I don't know if you know this. I've done the math. I've looked at the calendar. Trade deadline's a long way away.
There are a lot of games.
I mean, you could get the trade deadline, as I said before. Tyler O'Neill could be tipping his cap in Texas as an all-star, and then 2 weeks later, see you later, Tyler.
Man, yeah, that's...
That's sad. Oof. That's sad. All right, 617-779-7937. We got a little bit to go here in the Baseballs and Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford. Joe Braveman's with us, as is Gordo and Sammy from the Play Tessie podcast. We got a lot of good stuff going on. Join the fun. Be back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let's go. Baseball's a boring show. Home stretch here. I'm Rob Bradford with Joe Braveman. We've been side by side ever since noon. It's been awesome, right, Joe?
Damn right.
Joe Braveman.
By the way, that little debate you moderated between Gordo and Sammy, can we get you for the upcoming election? That one you were very hard lined on.
No, I do not. I like to steer it in the right direction. But fortunately, we've heard, in case people don't know, what you're mentioning and what you're referencing, Gordo and Sammy of the Play Tessie podcast, the official Red Sox podcast of WEI, they were here. I gave them each 30 seconds to debate whether or not Sedan Rafaela should be the shortstop or if he should stay in center field. Sammy said that Rafaela should be at shortstop. Gordo said he should stay in center field. And yet, by the time the end of the debate, I think that Gordo actually changed his mind. But that's
I'm staying firm. Staying firm.
First rule of podcasting: never back down. So
I will not.
Now we have another participant. Hold on, let me pull up the stopwatch. Cooper Boardman. One of my broadcast partners in spring training did an excellent job. And I think we were maybe the best ever in Lakeland.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Cooper Boardman and I did the game in Lakeland, Florida, where we got to see Scoobal.
It'll be in Cooperstown forever.
A little backstory to that. I don't know if I've seen you since, Cooper, but I'll say this, is that we left there. I met up with a young man who I used to coach who was in Lakeland. We had dinner, and then I started feeling bad. I wasn't feeling good. Long story short, I got food poisoning from that media dining in Lakeland. I had to literally buy a hotel in Tampa because I was no way going to make it the 2.5 hours. I powered through that broadcast. I had food poisoning. I'm like the modern day Willis Reed. It's
that's
you
your Michael
no
Jordan flu game.
Michael Jordan. That is
Paul
my Michael
Pierce.
Jordan. Oh, that is. But I was like, there's no way I'm going to make it down I-75.
Wow. For the record, just for everybody to paint the picture, you ate 2-3 hot dogs with no bun?
Yeah. There was 2 hot dogs.
No bun.
But the problem, so this is all they were offering, Cooper. Like, this is all they were offering at Media Dining.
You didn't choose the no bun?
No, I don't choose no. You know, you don't look like this by eating carbs. Come on. Come on, Gordo.
There you go.
Don't eat
but,
a lot of carbs.
No. I haven't had a carb in 5 years.
Grilled chicken. Grilled chicken.
Yeah. No. But anyway, so Cooper can attest to this. The Media Dining in Lakeland was in a tent, and they had hot dogs and hamburgers. But the problem was that after I had the hot dog, and it was okay, it was fine. But then I walked by the tray after, and it was empty, full of the hot dog juice.
Ugh.
And that, like, when 4 hours later, when I'm in a hotel room, it was it all was coming together. It was all pieced together.
That's the only image in your mind.
The tales of spring training.
In hindsight, I'm not even sure they made the hot dogs. Like, I think they might have just found the hot dogs.
I wouldn't be doubt it at all. But all I know is this: is that a good call, Joe Braverman? It was my Michael Jordan flu game. I was in the zone. I forget what happened in that game. Tarek Skubal, he was pitching, remember?
Mm-hmm.
What else? I don't know what else happened. All I know is that you were so giddy. You were so giddy.
Yeah.
You were so happy. You were high-fiving me. It was so fun. It was such a good time. And now he's here. And now his next step in Cooper Boardman's career is being part of the Baseball Isn't Boring show on the radio and being part of our debate. We have one person who wants Rafaela at shortstop, one person who wants him in the outfield. All right. 30 seconds on the clock for Cooper Boardman. Ready, set, go.
Say it on Rafaela has to be the shortstop for the Boston Red Sox. There's like no question about it. I'm sick of it. We've done, you know, 4 or 5 days of this. I think David Hamilton should get some shots with right-hand pitching, and that's great. But it has to be Sadon. There is no bigger. If you look throughout baseball in 2023, gosh, I'm running out of time here. If you look throughout baseball in 2023, the biggest, when you connect the 2 points between good defensive teams and good defensive shortstop, it is like the easiest bridge ever. Your shortstop has to be good to be a good defensive
team. Oh, you could have hit the post if you ended with ever. Cook. You could have hit the post if you ended with ever.
Cosine, all of it.
All right. So
I'm breathing heavy.
Sammy, you agree with him?
Yeah, that was beautifully said.
Gordo, did he change your mind?
He didn't change my mind. It's hard because they've been terrible for 4 days.
Okay.
But it's 4 days.
All right. So one of the things, as he's talking, one of the things that we have to factor in here is that Cooper Boardman has seen more Worcester Red Sox games, Woo Sox games, than any of us combined. Not even close. How much did you see Rafael play shortstop?
Not at all.
Not at all.
He didn't play shortstop at AAA.
All right. Okay. All right. So I was going to give you credit for seeing him play shortstop. Nope. Not at all.
Nope.
So would you agree with me? So where I stood with this is that if you're going to do this, which you should do it, because it's easier to replace the other part of the equation than it is to get the Paul DeJong or whoever it is there.
Don't do that.
So it's easier to do that. So if you're going to do this, let's go. We talked about being aggressive from the get-go, from Alex Cora, pedal to the metal, all that shenanigans. If you're going to do that, Rafaela, get the reps. Don't fool around. Don't bounce back and forth. You're taking your grounders at short. And then Vaughn Grissom, you're our second baseman. Let's run it out. Let's run it out.
By the way, Rafaela, when he was signed by the Red Sox, he was an infielder. By trade, he switched.
Here's a fun fact about Rafaela. This is a good one. Do you know that how many home runs he had as a human being before he signed his first professional contract?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you.
One. He had one.
I was going to get zero. I thought that's where you were
going. He had one.
That's a lot more than I thought.
That's crazy. Well, he was 130 pounds. That's not – anyway, that would lead you to him only playing infield. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think that as I've done this show over the course of the last couple hours, 3 hours – like I've never been more convinced. I feel like you just have to do something aggressive. You can't keep. One thing you have seen is David Hamilton play shortstop a lot in Worcester.
Yeah, and I will say, like, he was not an unbelievable defensive shortstop at AAA. He was not a bad defensive shortstop.
I don't think he is a bad defensive shortstop.
He is a solid defensive shortstop, but it's not been that way here. And the reality is they believe in him, and over the long term, I think him getting reps at shortstop is not a bad thing, even though that feels like the sky might be falling to some Red Sox fans right now. But in terms of an everyday solution, if you believe Seidan Rafael is the best shortstop on this roster, the conversation ends there.
All right, so let me ask you this. A week from now, we have, right now as we sit here, I will give the lineup in a second, but you have Valdez basically at second, and you have Hamilton at short. A week from now, you could have Rafael at short and Vaughn Grissom at second. Which feels better?
Let's see.
Tough one.
Right. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, guys.
I'm not going to deny it. I'm just saying I feel like people like the idea of Rafael at short. They like the idea of it. You don't know what he is. Like,
you know what? This isn't like – this is, this, but this is – see, for me, like when you say that, the first thing I think of is the Jordan Montgomery thing. People like the idea of Jordan Montgomery. Nobody like paid – like took 2 seconds to actually take a deep dive into who Jordan Montgomery was, which is a guy who needed a good defense behind him, a guy who was probably a number three starter, a guy that wasn't going to get the ample ramp-up time that you probably need. I don't know. Maybe he's going to be awesome. You still should have signed him for what he ended up signing. But they didn't. They liked the idea of them getting somebody. This isn't what I'm talking about. I have proof. I have science behind me, Gordo.
From what? From where?
From seeing the guy play in the minor leagues.
In what level of the minors? Did he play consistent?
You know what? I would make the case of that. Whatever the level that he was playing shortstop in the minors is actually more impressive than playing on these fields. You're playing on potholes and rocks.
But it's a quicker game up here, Rob. It's quicker.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quicker.
Yeah, sure.
It can't be worse than what they got right now. Come on. I just have to see it.
I agree. It cannot be worse. But when you do it, you're sacrificing.
Hey, listen, you gotta look for upside, right? This is what we're doing.
I agree. It's worth a shot.
Oh, you come around.
No. All
right.
You guys are asking about full time.
All right. Good job. No, good job, no. Sammy.
No, stop that clapping.
I feel ashamed for picking you in the debate, Gordo.
I'm not backing down. You can try it occasionally. I've said that.
Justice for Gordo.
And if he's elite, I would keep it.
He admits the crime after being found not guilty.
You can't just assume.
No, you can't assume.
Do you guys think that if Seidan Rafael were a local kid, he'd already be the shortstop?
No, are you kidding me?
Be like an Anthony Seidan were a local kid? Thing?
No, he said if anyone from Massachusetts. Who would you say?
We were talking about Nick Ahmed.
Nick Ahmed, yeah.
How everyone would love
him. He's from Western. Your barrel man was from Western Mass for the first 10 years of his life. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that either. I would ask him.
Yeah, first 10 years of his life. He was in Holyoke.
Oh, my God. We got to talk to him.
Yeah.
The home of volleyball.
Jamie Westbrook.
Right. Volleyball comes from Holyoke, if I'm not mistaken.
Listen, all roads lead to Springfield College. I don't know what you're talking about. Let me give you the lineup, because people driving into the great game of baseball to watch at Fenway Park. And I want to give a huge, huge shout out to everybody who's come to the park today, who's getting ready to run the marathon. This is why you do all the training this week, not only the marathon itself, but this week enjoying it. I don't know if you guys could see what I'm wearing right now. I don't know if you understand this, but you only get this by running the marathon, this shirt. So, as a tribute to the marathon, besides me running the shirt, I'm going to surface. When we were doing this show a couple of years ago, more than a couple of years ago, but we wanted to have some of the hosts run around the park. Could you guys run around the park? Are you guys runners?
I am, yeah.
I am not.
You are. How far can you run right now?
I normally do 6 1/4, so probably
a day?
No, whenever I run.
Oh, okay.
Maybe like once or
two. So you could run a marathon.
Yeah, if I had a few months of training.
Cooper, you run?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, you're naturally.
I would have no chance of running a marathon.
We had Jermaine Wiggins and Alex Reamer on Lansdowne Street do a race in a 50-yard dash in front of everybody as a tribute to marathon.
How'd it go?
It was maybe the best thing the EI ever did before today's show. All right, but I want to give a huge shout-out to everybody who's come to the park, everyone who's trained. It's such a big deal. And I guess Alex Cora did 5K?
I saw him. Mm-hmm. I saw him running.
BA 5K? Oh, yeah, he's running. He ran 70. He was on the radio the other day talking about, I ran 17 miles. It took me a long time to recover. Yeah, well, that's how it works. That's why people don't run marathons every single day when you're a baseball manager. But I want to give you the lineup.
Lineup is out.
Thank you. Thank you, Evan Drellick. It's a shame how your career spiraled after you said that. Okay, so the people driving in, who you, whether you're running the marathon or not, but coming to the game or maybe not coming to the game, you want to know what the Red Sox lineup is going to be. And I'm going to give it to you. Jarren Duran in left field. Wilgie Abreu bumps up to number two spot in right field.
It.
Yoshida, because he got the opposite hit field hit yesterday, he's hitting third at DH. Casas, he's at first base. Bobby Dalbec back at third base. Valdez is your second baseman. Rafaela is your center fielder. Reese McGuire, who last, is he still leading the team in RBIs? It was so bizarre to me that Tyler O'Neill had six home runs and Reese McGuire led the team in RBIs with eight.
I think O'Neill's home runs are all solo shots.
They are. That they would are. The math would suggest that.
He got a seventh RBI.
Yep. Though.
But, yeah, all solo.
He is, spoiler alert, I've gone through eight of the nine. He's not in the lineup. David Hamilton's playing shortstop. Tyler Neal's not playing shortstop.
You know what's poetic, Rob, is as you're talking, they're showing a replay of all the errors last night.
Oh, there you go. All right. The montage. Yeah, okay. Oh, and a guy that we haven't talked really much about at all today, because there's been so much else to talk about, Cooper Criswell getting a start. His first start at the Red Sox. Congratulations to the Criswell family on Cooper Criswell making that start. If you had, what's today's date? If you had April 13th of Cooper Criswell making the first start after not making the team, you'd probably suggest something went awry, right? But he's been good. He's been good, right?
He's been good. He has been significantly better than the level at AAA.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
Better than Richard Fitz.
Yes, better than Richard Fitz.
Okay.
Like three starts ever at AAA.
Okay, yeah. But Cooper Criswell, he was good in spring training. In case you don't know, he doesn't throw hard. He has the ball that moves east. He has the ball that moves west. And here's some more fun facts. You can integrate this into the pregame show if you want. Is that Cooper Criswell, his brother, this is another local tie, so obviously he's going to be here for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper Criswell's brother got a full boat as a basketball player to Holy Cross, right? But never played a game. Blew out his knee senior year of high school. Holy Cross honored his 4-year scholarship.
Wow.
I mean, if there was ever anyone made to be pitching in Boston in Massachusetts, it is the Criswell family. So there you go. That's the type of information that you want.
We got an interview with Cooper.
Oh yeah, who did it?
Me.
Cooper.
Oh my God.
All these guys from Worcester, you just chop it up.
There you go.
Is this an interview you did today or before?
Oh, Sunday. We were ready to roll for this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Sunday?
Like last Sunday.
Oh, last Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, not tomorrow.
Oh, I'm like,
it's an unbelievable interview.
Oh, that's great. So you're going to play in the pregame show?
Of course.
Oh, that.
Hear what he thinks. Hear what he feels.
Thanks for the heads up for me tomorrow, dude.
Oh. Is this our music? Is this time to get out, Joe?
It's time to go.
All right, well, listen, Joe Braverman, thank you so much for being the straw that stirs a drink. Thank you to the Playtessie guys, Gordo and Sammy, always excellent. Go check out Playtessie at Playtessie. Cooper Boardman, you're going to hear a lot more of him coming up. Thank you also to Ben McDonald for the sound that he gave us talking about pitching injuries. All right, remember, baseball isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. We'll see you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.